Now on 3AW Nights. Predictions. With astrologist Rose Smith.
Oh, I like that introduction music. Rose, good evening.
Hello. Hi, Dennis. How are you?
I'm terrific, thank you. Wonderful 3693. Plenty of people already want to chat with you, Rose. Now, just before we do that, we've got October's full pink moon almost here.
Yes. It's in Aries. So it's, you know, a lot of boldness and action energy, very spontaneous. Ooh. And perhaps impulsive.
Oh, it's not actually pink, though, is it?
No, it's not pink. It's called pink, or it's also called the hunter's moon, because in the northern hemisphere, that's when the pink flocks, flowers come out. So that's why, or they go hunting, because it's the, you know, beginning of spring.
Well, that's impulsive, going hunting, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I guess hundreds of years ago they had to, you know.
Yeah, there's all sorts of hunting, of course. Now, Rose, Kevin has Kevin has called in. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Rose, how are you?
Good. What star sign are you, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm Cancer.
Cancer. Okay, so you'll be particularly affected this month because we're also having solar eclipse, a partial solar eclipse later in the month, and Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, and Scorpio will be very much affected by that. So it's like it could be a bit of an emotional time, but the first thing I saw around you was bright blue energy. The sky is the limit. So you might have a lot of new ideas coming through and a lot of clarity of thought.
Right, then now, Kevin, I hope that helps. When might Kevin and I experience this?
Oh, okay, the solar eclipse is on the 25th of the month.
Right.
So that'll be 25th, 26th. But you can sometimes you can feel it beforehand and sometimes you can feel it after. So eclipses are very potent and you can get the effects of eclipses for months.
So it's not necessarily a negative thing?
No, because it's a partial solar eclipse, it means that there's some sort of transformation going on, but it's a sign of new beginnings, really. And something might happen earlier than that, and that's particularly emotional, and you have to deal with it. And then by the time we come around to the end of the month, then you're thinking, well, that's that. I've got to make the best of the situation and start something new. And it actually works out quite beneficial a lot of the times.
All right, Kevin, I hope that helped you. What about you, Tom?
Good evening, Dennis and Rose. I'm also a Cancerian.
Yes,
and I was just wondering what you see with regard to money and moving in the near future.
Yeah, well, it's interesting you say that because I saw green as soon as you started talking. Green is associated with money and it's quite expansive, so you might have some new money-making opportunities and money might come to you somehow. But having said that, I feel like you have to take action. I don't think you're going to win the lotto or anything like that.
Okay.
Oh, you had yourself just ready for Powerball win, Tom. I can feel it.
I did, Dennis, but what can we do now? I'm not going to play again.
All right. Well, no, just keep your options open. Hello, David.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
Yeah, good, David. You've got yellow and orange around you. Have you got some association with yellow or orange food, like maybe pumpkin or oranges or something like that? I don't know why I'm seeing that.
I ate pretty much all vegetables and fruits.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, the yellow and orange ones might have particular meaning for you. That's the solar plexus, so that's about goal-oriented behaviour. It might be something coming up about authority figures or a fatherhood figure, but I feel like you've got eventual success, but you might have a few delays. There's a police in the background. There's your authority figures.
Yeah, fire brigade.
Oh, it's fire brigade. We thought you might be about to be arrested, David, but I'm happy to hear you're not.
Definitely not.
I hope that helps you.
Thanks
for calling in tonight at 27 past 7. Helen?
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah,
good, go
hi,
ahead.
Helen. Now, hi. Helen, you've got big grey doors in front of you, and I feel a sense of hesitancy. There's like a new opportunity, but you're not sure. So the first thing is I'd be saying to the universe like an affirmation or a mantra, if you like, if you want to repeat it over and over, I am willing and open to change. Because I feel like there's a new path for you, but you're not too sure about making the decision. The other thing I'm getting to is something about cruising and chips and water, ocean.
Okay.
Yeah, Helen, have you thought about travel?
I have thought about travel a lot. I want to go to Bali, so I'm probably not going on a cruise ship, but
you'll be going over water.
Over water, yes.
Yeah. I think that'll be good. It might not be till next year, though.
No, I don't think it will be before then either. But, you know, the grey doors are a bit dooming, I think.
Anyway. It's fine. It's just that you're hesitant and you don't – it's like there's a decision to be made, but you're not sure about it.
Yeah, there's plenty of those.
Right.
I'll use a positive mantra then.
Yes.
Give us that mantra again, if you would, Rose.
Oh, I'm willing and open to change.
I'm willing and open to change. Helen, thank you. Gillian?
Hi, I'm Gillian and I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, me
too.
Yeah,
hi, Gillian. Are you Gillian with a J?
Yes, with a J.
Yeah, J-I-L-L-I-A-N. Okay,
that's
the sun. You're a Capricorn, you know, very earthy, very practical, down-to-earth, organised sort of person perhaps. I feel like something new, it's like don't get stuck in the mud. Sort of a little bit of excitement is needed, a little bit more, you know, you could get jaded. And so it's like something, you need excitement or fun or something to motivate you or inspire you. You could join some sort of group, have an interest in, I don't know, photography or something creative, but you could join some sort of group that would help.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gillian. What date are you, Gillian?
25th.
25th, yeah, I'm the 3rd.
Christmas Day.
Wow. It's crappy for presents, isn't it, Gillian?
No, I've been very spoiled in my life. I always got a birthday present and a Christmas present, but I do have friends that have it on the 27th and the 28th, and they really miss out because everyone's broke, too tired, or gone away.
That's what happens. It's just, you know, it's just a bit of a negative bit of being a Capricorn. It's 7:30. More with Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets coming up. Just be patient, callers. We'll be with you after these. Rose Smith is with me, astrologist, and taking your calls. Brendan, hello there.
Hi there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Brendan. How are you going there?
Yeah, good.
Yes, what star sign are you, Brendan?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, right. Okay. All about adventure and exploration and generosity. And it's a time of expansion coming up for you. I've got green around you as well, which is always good for making money. It's great for business if you've got any business promotion, marketing, that sort of thing. But it's general life growth, you know. So I guess what will be coming up in your mind might be something along the lines of how can I grow my life, whether that be through spirituality or travel or, you know, maybe even study.
Yeah, well, that would be good.
Is that on the right track there, Brendan?
Well, I'd hope for a lot. You know, I'm disabled at the moment, so, yeah.
Okay, well, it might be along the spiritual lines if you've got sort of physical issues, I'm seeing that green and sort of flashing in front of me actually, so I wouldn't be surprised. Even if it's sort of like flights of fancy, you find your imagination or your the other realms appealing to you more.
Brendan, anything else?
An adventure for me.
Sorry.
Anything's an adventure for me, so it's good. It's all good.
All right. Thank you for your call. Scott, welcome.
Yeah, good evening, Rose.
Yeah, hi, Scott.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So doors opening up in front of me, two big double doors. So because they're so big, it's almost like a, not a church, well, sort of. It's a really big room that I'm going into, or an amphitheatre type of thing. So because of the size of these doors, I think this is a big thing. So it could be like a big contract or something to do with business or something that you sign like an agreement. I would say if it's a big, some sort of legal agreement or contract comes up, if you could put it off for a little while, for a few weeks, you know, wait till we're out of October if possible, because it's quite an emotional month this month for lots and lots of people. And so you want to be thinking very clearly and very clear-headed when this opportunity comes up.
Scott, I hope that helps you.
Right.
Thank you for listening and calling. Rachel.
Hi.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Libra.
Yes.
My sign is Libra.
Libra. Oh, beautiful Libra. Okay. So you're a cardinal sign. So along with Aries, Cancer and Capricorn. And so October's going to be a big month for you too. You might find that there's a lot of emotions and things coming up out of your subconscious. You remember things from the past. Maybe you hear news about people you used to go to school with. But there's a lot of thinking that goes on with it. So you'll be processing the emotions through your mind, thinking about it, chatting about it with friends and family perhaps. But you might hear news of the past.
Rachel, news of the past, perhaps. Thanks for calling. Tracy, hello.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Dennis. Hi, Rose.
Yeah, hi, Tracy. Are you T-R-A-C-E-Y?
I am.
Yeah, great. Okay, something about a garage and a car in a garage. Cars are symbols of how you get around in the world. This is a bit of an old-fashioned car, so there might be some old-fashioned ideas, but it works. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. However, it might come into your mind that it's time to update your beliefs or your identity. Maybe you change your appearance or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Do check your car, though. We're out of Mercury retrograde now, and you haven't just had problems with your car, have you?
No.
Okay. Do check your car, particularly batteries and tyres.
Does that make sense to you, Tracy?
Yeah, it sort of does. Yeah, I'm looking at upgrading my car, so it does make sense. Yeah.
Oh, fabulous.
Well, thank you for your call. Nola, hello to you.
Hello, Dennis. Hello, Rose.
Now,
yes, I'm a Capricorn.
Hello, Nola. Yes, you're a Capricorn.
I'm Capricorn, 22nd of December, so I'm on the cusp of Sagittarius.
Oh,
so what
right.
Can you tell me?
Yeah, so that's an interesting combination, isn't it? You know, because Sagittarius being so expansive and like these brilliant flashes you might get in your mind sometimes, and Capricorn being more down to earth. And so I'm thinking about sometimes that could be like inner conflict because they're, you know, totally different types of energy. But on the positive side, when you do something, you could do it very well to a high degree of excellence. And so I feel like you might be quite organised. And when you get an idea in your mind, you look at all of the issues and work it out. Like, I think you could be fairly successful or efficient in doing things and actually manifesting things down to earth. I get stars. I see stars here. That's always a really hopeful sign.
Nola, does that sort of touch a nerve with you? Is it on
it
track?
Actually, yes, it does. It does.
Yeah.
Thank you. And what do the stars mean, please?
Oh, I associate, when I see stars, I always see the positive side of the stars. So if you think when, you know, if you're religious, if you're Christian, for example, Christ is born, you know, the three wise men look up in the sky and they saw the star of Bethlehem, and it was about new consciousness coming into the world. And so when I'm seeing like a sky full of stars for you, I feel like there's a lot of growth in your spiritual journey and new consciousness and insight and awareness.
Okay, it's interesting you say that because I'm just looking now at a cake I did a few years ago, and it is the three wise men, and the captain of the is they followed a star.
There you go.
There you go.
Isn't that interesting, Nola?
Isn't it? Yes. And I've just done another one, a nativity, so that is interesting. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, well,
Thank you so much. That
sort of symbolism, I think that really suits you, and it would be good to have those sorts of things around your home.
Yes, yes. Lovely. Thank you so much.
Nola, thank you for your call, and to all the callers. Where can people find you online, Rose?
Yes, so I'm on YouTube all the time and Facebook. So if you go to Absolute Soul Secrets on YouTube or Facebook, you'll find me. And every Monday morning at 8:30, I do a thing called Pick a Card, which is like free reading. So come along.
Oh, terrific. Absolute Soul Secrets online and also on Facebook. Apologies to all the other callers. Rose is our regular Friday night contributor. Back next week at the same time. Give us a call, but maybe try and get in ahead of that break and make sure you do get your reading. Rose Smith, have a lovely weekend.
Good. Thank you very much, Dennis.
Great to have you on the show. Coming up shortly, Forgotten Towns and Hidden Places. Some of these places that we perhaps talk about, we've been there once, we seldom go back. There's so many great spots around this state, and one of our great broadcasters is about to join me in Peter Grubby Stubbs, because he has a very strong affiliation with a place down the coast. That's coming up next. 133693.